What a powerful and moving and deeply spiritual service the Great Compline is. Service that in our practice we celebrate on Monday evenings during Great Lent, the first part of all the way up until Holy Week. And it is a service that is, as I said, so powerful for us as we hear in the Psalms and in the prayers and in the hymns, particularly the two hymns that both lyrically and also melodically, the melody and the words of these two hymns are so essential, really, so powerful for us as we continue on in our journey, not just our Lenten journey, but our life journey. But it became even that much more strengthening for all of us, I hope. It certainly was for me, and I think Father Peter would say the same, is last year for the first few weeks, we celebrated this before the impending pandemic hit us. And then there was no one here but us. You were here, of course, in spirit, and you were here at your homes, but we were here alone and not knowing what was going on, really, other than there was this virus and all these things we were hearing. And so even though we hear these powerful hymns, these two hymns, they mean so much more, even this year, a year later, as we are moving out of this pandemic and all the questions and all the fears and all the anxieties and all the unknowns, it hopefully brings us back to the point of why we're here in this compline, what we hear in this compline service, because it's really a prescription. You know, there's a lot of talk about vaccines and all these different things, but the prescription for us and for our healing and salvation is Jesus Christ, as we know and we believe. Hopefully, we believe that firmly and faithfully. And the prescription is what we hear in these psalms and in these hymns about the focus not being on us and all these things that are going on, but the focus on God. God is with us. Know it, and you nations be submissive. You mighty shall be defeated. Even if you should prevail, again you will be defeated. That which is the ones against, the evil ones or the evils of this world will be defeated, for God is with us. The Lord our God, Him shall we bless, and only Him do we fear. Only Him do we fear, for God is with us. And if I trust in Him, it shall be a blessing to me, for God is with us. And I shall trust in Him and shall be saved by Him, for God is with us. The people that walked in darkness saw a great light, for God is with us. Upon us who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, a light shall shine, for God is with us. Listen to these words. It's a beautiful hymn, and we love the way it sounds to our ears. But what's important for us is to inscribe these words in our hearts. For God is with us. All this thing that's going on this past year and in our entire lives. All the many things that have impacted families and countries throughout the history of the world. For God is with us. Let us not forget that. Let that be our prescription. Let that be our medicine. Let that be our healing. To know, to believe, to hope, and to trust, and to live with that word in our hearts. For God is with us. Amen.